Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So today marks International Day of Persons with Disability, and the theme today and this year is Amplifying the Leadership of Persons with Disabilities for an Inclusive and Sustainable Future. I'd say the key word there being inclusive and sustainable future. Well, on the line with us is Chief Quality Assurance Manager at SA Tourism, Bronwyn Orrit. You may be asking, why are we speaking to the people at SA Tourism? Well, because isn't it interesting that sometimes we do not think of how possible and how accessible holidaying, you know, just being able to enjoy a holiday, it is for people who are differently abled. Bronwyn, thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Evening, Pamela, and evening to your listeners.
You know, until I read a statement from yourselves, it hadn't quite crossed my mind that things like ramp, whether, you know, when you go down the beach, do you have just enough things that make it easy for someone who's differently able to get down there safely and all of that. It actually hadn't crossed my mind, which brings us to the point that unless we're intentional about it, these things don't seem to be a priority for all of us.
You're quite right, Pamela. And according to the World Health Organization, there are 1.3 billion people, which is about 16% of the global population, who experience significant disability. That is quite a big percentage of our global population. Inclusivity in the tourism sector is so key to our success. It's also very key to ensuring that we provide the legal and moral imperative to include everyone in our society.
So, I mean, we're obviously not, you know, nitpicking here, but how is the hospitality industry doing with being inclusive?
The hospitality industry is growing in terms of being inclusive. 2 years ago, we started an inclusivity pledge, which was an intentional effort on behalf of South African tourism to raise the awareness of inclusivity within the tourism sector. It's not a perfect art, it's not a perfect science, but what is important on a day like today is that we have conversations like this and that we have active programs to grow inclusivity and to grow the accessibility for all. Just this last month, we have gone through a grading criteria review process, which included the universal access sector. We had people from all over the country contributing to the session. It was one of our most successful sessions. Pamela, what was so impressive was the commitment from product owners and from the various associations to actually work at doing this much better.
Okay, so let's talk about that, you know, universal access and what that looks like in reality. And I just pointed to ramps, for instance, for me, the most obvious. But maybe give us a sense of what other things would need to be, you know, considered to make it more accessible.
Absolutely. From a universal access perspective, there are three areas that we look at. One is obviously accessibility from a mobility perspective. The other factor we look at is visual impairment, and the third is auditory impairment. And there are different things that we can do for each of those three categories to make properties in the tourism sector more accessible. And it's often about amending the features of the property. One of our benchmark properties is so fabulous. It's called Shamu. It's a five-star premium guest lodge. One doesn't even feel as though it's a universal access property because they naturally have a flatter gradient, wider doorways, everything at the right height, but it's an ultimate luxury experience. You can even go on a game drive in your wheelchair by having yourself lifted into the vehicle. Ooh. It's absolutely fantastic.
So when we speak about hospitality, often, you know, we then tend to just think of the building, the property, the hotel type thing. But it's an entire experience, is it not? From, I don't know, you're right from the airport to how you get to your destination and all of that. And along the way, I know that, you know, for instance, e-hailing services do attempt it. But to what extent do we need to work even at public transportation to make it just easier. You know, the little towns that are, you know, holiday destinations, that people find it easier to navigate the streets and all of that. I suppose it's a bigger conversation, is it not?
Pamela, it certainly is. From a Tourism Grading Council of South Africa perspective, we look at making sure that there are adequate facilities and space for easy access, as you've alluded to, the ramps from the entrance all the way into the property itself or the hotel accommodation provider. We also, you know, there are a lot of practicalities and application to the amenities, especially bathroom facilities, and then the emergency procedures. But the one thing that is so key, Pamela, for all of this is adequate staff training. So, you know, we could be looking, you know, as you were saying, there are many touch points in the valley chain of tourism. The one thing that we can all do without having to spend a cent on adapting anything is to acknowledge people with disabilities and to engage them appropriately. And there are many technologies that can aid that, and simple training and how to greet people, how to acknowledge people with disabilities. And it's, you know, the softer skills that is something that is, doesn't cost anybody anything. And it's a fabulous experience once we start acknowledging and are inclusive in the entire experience.
You know, you're absolutely right. Sometimes just not making the assumption that someone can see you or hear you, you know, and that's just the training element of just being a bit more aware and finding ways to be aware that, you know, the assumptions that you make that everybody's different is well, you know, is capable of hearing or seeing or whatever is not necessarily the case. And that could be half the battle won.
Exactly. And there are some places that also employ people with disabilities, which is fantastic. There's a property that has recently had one of the members who had unfortunately developed a disability, and they are looking at their property. They own a few properties very differently, and they are making adjustments to about five of their properties because they've suddenly realized they have to cater for staff and to employ people with disabilities.
I really like that. Well, thank you so much for giving us your time. I mean, when we, just before you go, Bronwyn, when we as citizens ourselves are part of the ecosystem, because it's not just properties and service providers, ourselves, when we engage and meet up with other people, how do we make the entire experience better? How can we ourselves empower ourselves to be more inclusive?
Yeah, Pamela, I think, you know, being observant is one thing. And, you know, sometimes it's a conscious act of checking our own bias at the door, because as consumers, sometimes we go in thinking, you know, we're doing a particular thing the way that we want it and we must be serviced in that way. I have, in fact, been to quite a few different tourism properties and experiences where I have, in fact, been served with people with disabilities. And it's such a liberating experience because it puts the shoe on the other foot. And I think as a country with, you know, one of the most robust constitutions, we have the privilege of being inclusive in who we are as people. So it's really exciting to see this topic become far more discussed and far more accepted. You know, there's another area of universal accessibility, which is in fact universal design, which we are looking to expand our grading criteria to, which is about acknowledging that being universally accessible starts with the elderly. It starts with people, you know, it could be families or pregnant mothers. Often you go to big shopping centers and you'll see all those parking bays right at the door is reserved for all those people to make it easier for them. And I think one has to be very understanding, and as we are South Africans, and just apply our minds a little bit more that some people just need a little bit of a different way into a particular building or a slightly different experience when it comes to engaging with them.
I imagine that while staff and accommodation and all of those places gear themselves up to receive differently abled people and we're all inclusive, sometimes it's our own attitudes as, you know, citizens that are part of the problem. So you're sitting in an airline and someone's baby is crying and you become so impatient and you just cannot deal with it and you throw tantrums and all of that. I would say that's part of not being inclusive. And it happens everywhere, restaurants and so on, where, you know, you obviously have maybe a toddler or whatever, and some of us are intolerant of that, or maybe someone who's come with a child with autism and you just cannot, and you want the owner to get the family out, and I cannot. We need to do some work ourselves.
Absolutely, Pamela. And when we started this journey, you know, we did focus a lot on that particular attitude of inclusivity. And the reality is that, you know, we all have different experiences. And when we are in a public space, it sometimes is about owning our own responsibility to our bias and, you know, having a look at something slightly differently and saying, right, okay, you know, there are a lot of children or even adults who experience sensory difficulties. And this is one of the things that came out of our workshops. And it presents in different ways. So there are ways to kind of, you have different facilities where there are quieter areas for people who experience sensory problems, or they get overstimulated from sensory noise, even for people with hearing disability, you know, having slightly muted sound in certain areas just to make it less overwhelming. You know, there's a lot of dynamics that one has to take into consideration.
Well, let's keep that conversation going. Bronwyn Orrit is a Chief Quality Assurance Manager at SA Tourism. It's a lot for us to think about, is it not? I mean, I think let's try it. I don't think we have to go on holiday necessarily to try and be a bit more considerate. Just your daily, you know, your daily experiences outside where you may be bumping into a tourist, for instance, just how you react, whether you're helpful or not, whether somebody is maybe needing a hand up, or a bit of assistance at a pavement or whatever. All of that is part of the ecosystem, and I think you and I can also be a part of that as we mark today being International Day of Persons with Disabilities.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.